Some hospitals are facing financial trouble even during the COVID-19 pandemic. In our area, though, smaller hospitals haven't yet had to make cuts. But Alex Hager reports, at Valley View and Glenwood Springs, reductions in surgeries have cost tens of millions of dollars and ultimately led to layoffs.
When the pandemic took hold, Tracy Doherty was still a pediatric nurse at Valley View Hospital, and her line of work usually comes with some stability, so she was surprised when she was laid off earlier this month.
Being a nurse, you kind of never expect to lose your job. I mean, I knew they were going to be cutting staff, but I didn't think it would be nursing staff.
All in all, Valley View laid off about 100 employees, about 10% of their workforce. That included administrative staff and patient-facing workers like Doherty.
I really loved working for Valley View. I love my position there, and I know that I was needed. And for them to have to let me and so many other staff members go, it was kind of scary that it had gotten to this point.
Valley View's CEO Brian Murphy says the layoffs were a painful decision, but money was disappearing fast.
It was very apparent that we needed to take a very hard look at where we could try to do more with less employees, to be perfectly honest, and look for opportunities to reduce our expenses.
Murphy says the hospital's 2020 income is projected to total $30 to $45 million less than planned. Part of that problem started when the governor declared a statewide ban on elective surgeries.
We are extraordinarily reliant on those elective procedures to generate the revenue that affords us the opportunity to fulfill the services that we are accustomed to fulfilling.
Some hospitals were overwhelmed by COVID patients this spring, but at Valley View, partially thanks to the ban on elective surgeries, normal levels of activity were cut in half.
We really, over this COVID crisis, have not been very busy. We've seen reductions through our emergency room, probably 50% of our historical volumes. Because we weren't doing the elective procedures, the amount of admissions and patient care inside the hospital also dropped by at least 50%.
Smaller hospitals in the area have fared better. Just down the road in Rifle, Grand River Hospital lost only about $5 million and recouped most of that with federal aid. CEO Jim Combs said their small size has made it easier to ride out the pandemic. Aspen Valley Hospital hasn't seen layoffs either. CEO Dave Ressler says it's partly a matter of scale.
We're two very different hospitals. They're considerably larger than we are.
Ressler also says the pandemic isn't over. Although they haven't had to make any cuts so far, they're not out of the woods yet.
We are still in the thick of it and don't really know what the edge of the woods looks like yet.
Tracy Doherty, the nurse laid off from Valley View, says she has a lot of respect for those still working on the front lines. Even though she's not in the hospital anymore, she still feels aligned with their cause.
It's kind of like we're all in this together. And even though I'm not an employee anymore, I still feel like I'm fighting with Valley View. So it's kind of bittersweet that I had to be the one to let go.
However, she says she understands layoffs were necessary. Since then, Doherty's taking the extra time to relax, get outside, and enjoy a few moments away from the front lines. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.